All right, so we got a DM from Natasha.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly need some help. I was a theater major in college and have loved it my entire life.
All right.
Upon graduation, I was struggling to pay my bills here and wound up falling into a much more lucrative and stable profession. Anyway, I still do community theater as a passion. Much of my social circle is people who are also in theater. Well, 3 months ago, I met and started dating a guy who was not in theater. Part of it was refreshing and exciting. He was also understanding about the weird weekend schedule it gave me, but one thing has come up that he is not understanding. My former fiance is also in theater, and there's a play coming up in which we were both given the leading parts.
Mm.
I let my boyfriend know this, and he hesitantly approved until I let him know that roles called for two intimate makeout sessions.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I told him it was just acting and I could compartmentalize my true feelings from the role I'm required to play.
Okay.
It has been 18 months since my fiance and I split up and we've learned to be professional and have even become platonic friends. Regardless, my boyfriend is telling me that if we have a future, that I'll be giving up this role or insisting that the makeout scenes be removed.
Oh.
He says it's just community theater. Would you give in to this ultimatum? Or see this as a sign that you can't both love the theater and someone who doesn't understand it. Anyway, thanks so much.
Oh, that's tough because, ooh. Yeah, I mean, it's not her main job now, but she, it's almost like it's a hobby, gig, pastime, yeah. Side gig. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's her passion and...
And sometimes you're going to come across roles that have romantic storylines, and there might be a little kissy-kissy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's just acting.
It's funny because I was out. I remember it was last Derby. I was out with a couple, and it was a large group of people, so we weren't out with this couple. But anyways, she was talking about being in a theater production, and her husband doesn't know that there is a makeout scene in it.
Oh, no. And she just opted not to tell him?
Right.
Oh,
and so,
gosh.
So she was just like,
oh, that's going to be surprising.
Yeah, she was just like, I'll deal with it when he sees the play. And so I don't know. Maybe
he's going to be upset there wasn't a heads up.
Maybe Natasha shouldn't have said anything. Maybe she should have said, you know, hey, it's a thing with, you know, my ex-fiance, and just let him be at that, and then that's it.
I think the biggest problem here is the fact that the actor she has to do these scenes with is her ex-fiance.
So if it was someone...
History. Yeah, I feel like it would be less of an issue mm-hmm. if they didn't have a personal, you know, backstory together.
I don't know. I almost feel that would be more, make it more awkward, wouldn't it?
Make it more awkward to kiss someone you didn't have a personal relationship with, weren't engaged to?
No. Make it more awkward to kiss someone that you were engaged with just because those feelings aren't there anymore.
Oh, well, no, it could stir it up.
Oh, you think?
They were engaged to be married.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I think that's probably where the boyfriend's fears are rooted in, is that it's going to stir something up. They can say, we're just friends now.
All right. Well, then get rid of the boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Stay with your passion. Get rid of the boyfriend.
Get rid of the boyfriend. I'm just saying, let's not just discount his feelings because I think they're coming from a valid place. But what we need to examine is, okay, are you always going to have a problem if I have to kiss anybody on stage, or is it just that guy you don't want me kissing because
right,
we were engaged?
So Kelly says, keep the boyfriend, ditch the theater. I say,
I'm not saying
ditch
quit the
boyfriend.
Show. I did not say ditch the show. I'm trying to figure out the root of his insecurities. Is it because it's that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to have a problem
with
every
any
show?
Right.
Exactly. And if he's going to have a problem with every show, if you have to do that, no matter who it is, then maybe we ditch the boyfriend and keep the theater.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this. I doubt anybody's been in a situation like this because I feel like
unique.
It's very unique. Yeah.
Not many of us have to kiss other people for our jobs.
But if you do,
then your expertise is needed.
Yes. How did you approach that with your significant other? All right. And then what other profession would you have to kiss someone else? Acting?
Just acting, I think. Pretty much just acting.
Film? Yeah. Acting? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, acting.
Acting on stage, TV, film. That's pretty much the place that you would find yourself kissing someone else for a job.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there another job where that would even be a thing?
Can't think of one.
Okay. All right. You can educate us there, too. I think we can quickly wrap this up and put it to bed. But yeah, Natasha reached out to us, and her boyfriend gave her an ultimatum between acting and being in a scene with her ex-fiance where there's even a kissing scene involved, or him. And so she's like, I don't know what to do. Eric rolled in, and he's got some good suggestions. He's an actor. He said, hey, it's called acting. I did a makeout scene with someone on stage. You don't actually have to touch lips. You can make it look real without making out.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and he also went on and said, I also did a play where I had to kiss everyone on stage, including a male friend. We only touched lips once because of him being terrified, but if you put too much thought into it, you'll mess up. So I like the idea, though, of, you know, maybe you even talk to the director and say, all right, this is making my boyfriend a little uncomfortable. Can we just make it look real and not actually do it?
Right.
Because,
yeah, and again, we do need to figure out, okay, is the root of his insecurities because it's her ex-fiance that she's having to have these scenes with, or is it going to be any actor that he's going to be uncomfortable with her having any romantic scenes with?
Yeah, all right. Well, that's for another day then.
It's another day.
That will be for another day because we can't talk to him. We don't have him on the phone. That is true. He is not the one who is reaching out to us.
Yes, but as far as like what she does, if she's thinking about ditching the relationship, though, she needs to get to the bottom of that to see if they have a future so that she can still do what she loves, which is staying on with community theater and doing these plays, or is this always going to pose a problem for them?
All right, good luck. Some good suggestions there. Keep us posted.